Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk about the top 10 career or business opportunities for those of us with dyslexia. Now, I've done some research, I've pulled it all together, and these are the top 10 I found with the help of our good friend, ChatGPT. I'm really enjoying using it. It's helping me pull together a bunch of data and pull it together. So let's see what ChatGPT thinks the dyslexics should be doing. And if I'm honest, it's done a pretty good job. Let's dive in. Okay, let's dive into this. The reason I thought about this is I get asked this a bit from dyslexics who have fallen into the wrong kind of job for them. And they've just kind of held themselves there because they're not sure what else they can do. There's a lot of fear. You know, there's so much fear around change as you get older, especially for adults. Like, you know, I remember when I was young, I'd do anything random. It didn't really matter. But as we start to build up some level of momentum and life, you don't want to lose it, right? So it's really scary to completely up sticks and change. And that's why I really wanted to talk through these top 10 kind of jobs. See if you're in one of them. See if one could suit you. So the first, number one, is entrepreneur and business owner. Now, this is well known. They say over 41% of those who are entrepreneurs have dyslexia, which is absolutely a crazy amount, considering it's thought of 10 to 20% of people may have dyslexia. 41% as entrepreneurs and business owners makes complete sense to me because that's what I do, and it makes complete sense. It's number one. Our ability to see the bigger picture and think innovatively and actually put two and two together to make seven is really valuable in this space. We're also people that are usually much more self-deprecating. So we're more likely to go, oh, I'm not good enough. But we're good at telling others how great they are a lot of the time, unless we've had a really hard history. Secondly, engineers. Now, engineers are massive problem solvers. They need the skill of solving tough problems and the ability to think in 3D. And like, I've dealt with a lot of engineers across my time in all different fields, from mechanical to structural, I'm sure I won't hit them all. An audio engineer came on one of our courses who was brilliant. She's really, really smart. And so engineering is a fantastic job for those with dyslexia. So if you've got a kid who could do that, it'd be fantastic. Number three is graphic designer. You know, it allows for a lot of creative expression. It's also removes a bit of the copy and the text away. It's more about thinking outside the box and creating visual representation. So a lot of graphic designers also have dyslexia. Not all, but a good number, especially the really creative ones. Following that is artist and illustrator. Again, it's a bit similar, a bit different, but those people who are great drawers, who can just see something in their mind and turn it into something on paper, it's amazing. I'm just about to go on a Disney cruise, so I've got artists and illustrators in my head, and I'm sure a big chunk of the Disney design team are probably dyslexic. Number five, architects. You know, architecture requires a blend of creative design and practical problem solving, which is big dyslexic strengths. And you've got to have that way of doing it. Like, it's not for an architect, if you were just boring and did exactly what you were taught, you'd never create anything new or fresh. You'd just be on repeat. You'd just be a robot. And so architects, a lot of the time, have some level of dyslexia in them. Or the best ones do. The ones that win awards for really creative thinking are great at it. But just be aware as well with architects, like I know a great Australian one who is based in Germany, if she still listens to the podcast. One of her biggest challenges from memory was that, you know, she loved the architecture side of it. She hated having to log her time every 6 minutes, just drove her around the block. And from memory, she actually was a photographer and a designer. So that was really interesting as well. So it just shows, you know, we lean into the things we're good at. And I love graphic design as well. It's not what I do all the time, but it's just so much fun. The next on the list, number six, computer programmer and software developer. You know, coding can be a great fit. Again, problem solving. You know, logical thinking and pattern recognition. Pattern recognition is such a big one for dyslexia. And I also think as well, with the advent of ChatGPT and the likes, having that next to you that can kind of check your work, like one of the hardest things we have as dyslexics is, can you actually check your own work? I really struggle with that. Now, if I have an app that I can put something in and it can do the checking for me, my gosh, that saves a lot of people a lot of hassle. So I can just see it being such a good, you know, unison kind of form, if that is a real word. Now, number 7, photographer and videographer. So again, visual. Think about this. Visual skills, the ability to see things, to be able to work out how to solve problems, to take the right photos at the right angles, the right light. You know, a lot of this is about having a lot of data in our heads and then being able to see and visualize before we take the photos. It's not just click and take. There's a lot of work involved. So that makes a lot of sense, number 7. Number 8, marketing professionals. Everyone loves marketers, right? You know, they have to come up with creative strategies and they have to see the big picture all the way down to the detail. Now, I think, again, this is part of what I do. I do a lot of marketing. I've learnt that way over the years of what needs to be done. Now, some parts of marketing I'm great at. The bits I'm poor at is usually the consistency, the stuff that has to be done on repeat. So again, with things like ChatGPT and having other staff around me that are good at the things I'm not is really, really important. If you are a marketer, whether you're in the business or you're just in it, you've got to make sure you're using your strengths. Number 9, counselor, therapist, and coach. Interesting. Dyslexics often have very strong empathy and communication skills, or I'd say verbal communication skills, making them well suited for the role of counselors, therapists, and coaches. This is very true. You know, a lot of coaches I've seen, especially the older ones, if they got diagnosed, they would probably have dyslexia. Some of them would have ADHD, but definitely there'd be a number of them that would have a lot of dyslexic traits. That ability to hear something, reframe it back to someone as a metaphor or a simile. You know, you think about it, like with this podcast, not only am I coaching myself, I'm coaching others through words. So you can kind of see the benefit of that. So being a counselor and therapist is a great one. And then number 10, drum roll please, chef culinary arts professional. That's kind of a fun one, but let's say a chef for that case. Now, I've it's hilarious, actually. I've been speaking to 3 different chefs recently, all with dyslexia. You know, what you'll find a lot of the time is that many dyslexics have gone into fields where they have to use their hands and they have some level of creativity. So chefs is a huge one, right? When you're cooking something, you're coming up with 20 ingredients. How do they all go together? I think many chefs that I know are probably poor at writing the recipes down. You know, it's more, they're just very skilled and intuitive at being able to create stuff that they think people want. And, you know, just a bonus one, because I love a bonus, that was the top 10 they gave us. We also see a lot of builders and tradespeople with dyslexia. You know, a lot of them were not great at school, so they went out and got jobs that they could do without schooling. And a lot of the time that was building, plumbers, tradespeople, people that when they were learning, it was much more hands-on doing the job rather than sitting in a classroom writing. So we see that a lot over in New Zealand, and I'm sure it's probably similar across the world. But there are a bunch of jobs that dyslexics can do really well. You know, I think also to note, you've got to find the right company to work for. If you're working for someone or if you're starting your own business, you've got to have the right people around you to support you. We can't do it all on our own, which can also be a common fault of dyslexics trying to do everything on their own. I'm sure none of you can kind of relate to that, right? But I hope that's got you thinking about different roles and jobs that people, you know, think about and think are good for dyslexics. I'll be back next week and have an epic rest of your day.